Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 10th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. On Tuesday, on X, the official Securities and Exchange Commission account posted, quote, "Today the SEC grants approval for Bitcoin ETFs for listing on all registered national securities exchanges. The approved Bitcoin ETFs will be subject to ongoing surveillance and compliance measures to ensure continued investor protection," end quote. ETFs stand for Exchange Traded Funds. Except the SEC didn't actually post any of this. A hacker was able to do so through a SIM swap attack, taking over the phone number tied to the @SECGov account. X said Tuesday night that after a preliminary probe, it found no breach of its own systems. It also said the SEC's account didn't have two-factor authentication enabled. SEC Chair Gary Gensler has opposed Bitcoin ETFs in the past, although the SEC is expected to reverse course this week. Valve announced new rules in a blog post around how AI content is handled on Steam. A new AI disclosure section will ask developers to explain how their games use AI content. Valve separates the content between pre-generated and live-generated AI, and the company also said that much of the disclosure will appear on the Steam Store page, so customers are aware before purchasing games. Valve also plans to release a new system where players can report illegal content within games containing live-generated AI. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise confirmed it has agreed to buy networking gear vendor Juniper Networks for around $14 billion in an all-cash deal. If the deal is approved, the acquisition would double HPE's existing network business, with Juniper CEO Rami Ramin running the combined group and reporting to HPE's CEO Antonio Neri. Back in 2015, HP split its business into two entities, including HPE, that sells servers and other equipment for data centers, and HP Inc., which makes PCs and printers. Rabbit, a startup, showed off a new handheld device at CES called the R1, acting as an all-in-one virtual assistant, where you issue voice commands to the R1 instead of having to complete those same tasks within various apps on your phone. And then through a series of automated scripts, your tasks get handled by R1 itself. Swedish firm Teenage Engineering helped with the R1 design, which has a 2.88-inch touchscreen on the left side and an analog scroll wheel on the right, with a 360-degree rotating camera called the Rabbit Eye above it. A push-to-talk button gives the R1 voice commands. It also has a 4G LTE SIM card slot and Wi-Fi capability. It also has a USB-C port for charging, which Rabbit says will last all day on a charge. $199 for the R1, with pre-orders open now, shipping in March. OnePlus announced it's going to include the Pixelworks X7 independent visual processor on the upcoming OnePlus 12. for optimal gaming performance and high-quality visuals, specifically 2K Super Resolution and motion quality at 120 frames per second, ultra-low 10 millisecond latency, and real-time color calibration. The OnePlus 12 also includes a Snapdragon 8 Gen 3 chipset and OnePlus's proprietary Trinity engine. Back in March of 2023, Twitch laid off 400 people. That was at the same time that parent company Amazon also went through wider layoffs of 18,000 people. Today, Twitch CEO Tan Clancy announced that Twitch is laying off more than 500 additional people. That's around 35% of its existing staff. Last month, Twitch announced it would also stop operating in South Korea on February 27th, citing prohibitively expensive network fees. E-scooter companies Tier Mobility and Dot announced Wednesday that they're merging, forming the largest European e-scooter operator with service in 20 countries and annual revenue of 250 million euros. Regulatory approval still pending. The combined companies of Dot, based in Amsterdam, and Tier, based in Berlin, will be headquartered in Berlin going forward, with Tier CEO Lawrence Luschner serving as chairman and Dot CEO Henry Masiak as CEO. At CES on Wednesday, Intel announced automotive versions of its new AI chips. Called Software-Defined Vehicle System-on-Chip, the chips are engineered to add AI experiences into next-generation vehicles. The SoCs are also flexible, meaning that developers can decide what kind of processing they want in a car. Intel partnered with Chinese electric vehicle maker Zeekr to use these chips, and it plans to create an enhanced living room experience in its vehicles with video conferencing and AI voice assistant capabilities. Finally, OpenAI officially launched its online store, the GPT Store. The launch was initially delayed following leadership upheaval late last year. OpenAI says people have made 3 million custom chatbots to date, although it's not clear how many of those will be available in the GPT Store, at least at launch. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.